Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Next Steps video. It's wonderful to be with you.
Great to be here.
Over the last little while, I've been reading a book alongside a couple of people in our family and just a couple of people in the community. And it's a book I read a long time ago, and it's Boundaries. I'm sure some of you have heard of it, or if not, read it yourselves. So, and actually, it's really funny. It's sort of one of those gaps of a book that when I mentioned this to a couple of our girls, they said, how come you've never told me about that book before? So somehow, some way, I'd missed referring this book onto them. But so much of what's in here is part of who we are and how we live, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So in this book, in the first few chapters, he unpackages Galatians 6:2.
Well, in 6:2, it says, bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ, which is fantastic. I think we all get that. That sounds great. But then in 3 verses later, in 6:5, he says, each one needs to carry his own load. And so maybe when you've read Galatians, you haven't seen that actually, what are we supposed to do? Carry burdens or carry our own load? And what is it?
We're bearing one another's burden. Well, what's happening? It's one of those contradictions that you think, hang on, what's going on here? So if you've thought that about that scripture in Galatians, we're going to talk a little bit about that today in the next steps.
So what the author brings out is the Greek understanding of what burden
and load.
And load is, because a burden is something that is too much to carry. So in physical terms, he uses the word boulder. But any situation that is just too difficult to carry on your own. Think of tragedy. Think of those things that are too much to carry. That would fit in a realm of burden. Whereas load is really the load we should be carrying as part of walking in this life.
Yeah, it's our day-to-day responsibility.
It's our day-to-day stewardship. It's our occupation. It's our vocation. It's
self-government.
Our self-government. It's all those things. It's all those things that Christ says, take my yoke and learn from me.
Yeah.
So that's a load. That's the type of load that we should be carrying and distinguishing between a load and a burden. And I think in the bulletin, Natalie pulled out the fact that the biggest challenge we have is sometimes we carrying burdens by ourselves that we just can't do. We can't carry these burdens. They will crush us. They will eat away at us. Maybe on the outside it'll look okay, but it's something that's so impactful. It changes us and we need others to do it. And that's what community's about. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we want everybody to carry our load.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I don't want to do this. I need help. And so we're asking for help for the wrong things.
And anyone who's raised children or been around children, they're very quick to give you their load. They don't want to clean up their room. They don't want to do their washing. They don't want to look after things. Now, when they're 4 or 5, that's fine. But as they get older, we want them to carry their load. And a lot of the tension is, we now expect you to carry this load and you're pushing back on it. So we really just wanted to take a little bit of time just to unpack a few examples of how this works in, has worked, is working in our lives right now, both in a family situation, and then I might cover a bit in terms of how we might do it in a work situation.
Yeah. So last week, actually might have been the week before, I was having a conversation with one of my granddaughters who's 7. And we were talking about burdens and loads, and I was talking to her about making her bed. And I said, you know, Millie, on a day-to-day basis in your home, it's your responsibility to make your bed. It's not mummy's. It's not your sister's. It's your responsibility. It's your load to carry to make your bed. But if you got sick and you were unable to make your bed, that becomes a burden to you. And so you could ask for help. You could say, hey, mummy, I'm really sick today and I don't think I can make my bed. I'm struggling. Would you please do it for, or could you please help me? And I know that's a really basic example, but this lovely little seven-year-old saw that example and she understood in that moment what her responsibility was, what her load was to carry, and what it meant for a burden to come in and interrupt that. And interestingly, a week later, Millie actually got really sick with a bad head cold. And I was having a chat to her on the phone about it and said, you know, how are you going? And she said, oh, I'm all right. I'm still able to make my bed, even though I'm really sick. And she got it. It was like something landed in her with that example. And I hope you can see that simple example, what that looks like in your life, to differentiate between your loads, your self-government responsibilities, your stewardship, and when something comes and interrupts that and things become a burden for you to carry.
Yeah. So we really, and hopefully you read the bulletins and you start looking for these examples in your own life, and then we encourage each other. So when I was in Singapore, we were talking about this and how does this really work? So I can share an example of how it would work in a workplace. For anybody who's ever managed a team of people, one of the really difficult challenges is getting very clear what's your role and what do you need to bring things to me. And some people will struggle to make any decision and it seems like they're constantly coming and asking for input and asking for advice. And I'm talking about professional experienced people, not graduates. I expect graduates to come to me. So, but senior people, you need to say, no, that's your role. Why don't you feel empowered to do that? Because keeping coming back to me means my time and your time is being wasted. You've got the skills and a competency. So why aren't you doing it? Why are you constantly bringing your load to me?
Yes.
But then the other flip side is sometimes some people are a little prideful and they try to solve massive problems by themselves, or they've got an issue that now is too big for them to solve.
Yeah.
And they try to fix it themselves. And the problem is when they do that and it takes time, the situation gets bigger and bigger until it becomes significant. And I had a boss once who said, if you give me bad news early, that's okay because we can work on it together. And this is like a very major project or something where clearly something I can't fix now. It's out of my control and now we need more people to help.
Yeah.
He says, in that situation, bad news, bring it to me, we can work on it. Bring me bad news late and I'll fire you. And this was in a project environment, but that's the type of thinking, because some problems you're supposed to be able to solve yourself in a work environment. Some problems you should know, hang on, this is now outside of my ability to manage. This is going to affect a lot of other people. If I'm late on something, it's going to affect other departments. I actually need to quickly go and actually say, now this is going to be a burden for all of us.
Yeah, that was such a clear example, Dave. And, you know, I've been talking to some people this week specifically around this, and it's how do we, I mean, some of our loads, we still need help and instruction in to be able to fulfill our responsibility in those loads. So do we ask for help? How does this look? Am I only able to ask for help when it's a burden? And I guess, no, this is something I've had to really work through with each of my daughters as they've got married and started their own families and been working through their life and what's before them. And if you're not careful and if you're not strategic, helping people with their loads can become part of every conversation that you have with them all the time. And I know, you know, this was a particularly difficult situation for one of our girls because they felt unsure about the work they had to do in their loads. And it started to consume all of our conversation. And what I was able to really clearly show her is, hey, you know, when we catch up once a month to go through your SLJ, That's when we're going to talk about these things. That's going to be the time that we train, that we ask for help, that we say, hey, listen, have you got feedback for me around what I'm doing over here? And so for us, being able to have these strategic, disciplined moments monthly with those who are key people in our garden is really how we help work through, train, and encourage the skill level and develop the skill level that people need to carry their load. And so one great example is with Maddie, who's homeschooling her kids now. She's just sort of been on that journey for the last couple of years. And the homeschooling responsibility and the load of homeschooling her children is not mine. I've done that. This is hers and Jolyn's. This is their responsibility. This is their stewardship. But it's one thing to have been homeschooled. It's another thing to now be homeschooling your children. And so monthly, we have a check-in where we talk about the things that are in her responsibility list and in Jolyn's responsibility list. And we say, yeah, hey, this is what we're seeing that's working well. Even better if maybe we did this here. So we're still training. We're still giving feedback.
It's absolutely key.
Yeah.
So what this really looks like, well, whether it's in the work situation, whether it's in family situation, we've got adult children, whether you've got teenagers, you want to see the people talk about their load as it's, they own it. Okay, so this is what I've got to do. This is what I really think the Lord is working on. I've looked at these resources. I've done this. I've reflected.
I've done the work.
I've done the work. And this is what I think I should do. Can you see something that you could advise me on? That is fantastic.
Yeah.
If you're a professional, if you love playing golf, Cole, I know you're playing golf today, so we'll use you. In between catching up with the coach is practice. Mm. It's reading, it's listening, it's practicing, it's thinking, it's reflecting. That's all your work, but you're supposed to get coaching in your load, but your coach is never going to be able to swing your golf club. Only you can swing your golf club. Your parents can't make all your decisions for you. You have to make decisions because it's only between you and Christ. There is nobody in between. Bruce has taught that. So yes, we should be able to provide input, but the decision lands with people between them and Christ. And so I agree with you. Let's be really careful not to sort of say, well, it's my load, so I just have to grin and bear it.
Yeah, no. Ask for help. Be strategic. Be purposeful in what you're doing in your load. You know, develop your skills. Like we said in last month's next steps, you know, learn, train, do. That's what we should be doing with our load. Learning, training, doing. You know, one of the greatest sadnesses I feel is when, you know, people are going through a great burden and they're not asking for help. And probably something even sadder is when you don't know somebody's going through something really significant and you find out later, once it's really crushed them. That is, you know, from a mother's heart, from a pastoral heart, when you see and learn about somebody who's really struggling and they haven't been able to ask help from their community, from their people to help carry that boulder. Boy, that's just heartbreaking. And I guess I really want to encourage, if anybody is watching this today and you are carrying something that is just too big for you to carry alone, you need to ask for help. Yeah. You need to ask for help.
And the enemy wants us to carry boulders.
Yes.
Because that will destroy us and destroy community.
Yeah.
So a good way to see some of the boulders we might be carrying is there shame associated with it? Am I ashamed? Because most of the time that's got nothing to do with you. And unfortunately, we've had experience in the past of dealing with people from really abusive situations, all sorts of abuse. Typically in those situations, the individual ends up in shame, blaming themselves and saying, well, that was my fault, so that's my load and I'm not going to talk about it. And it crushes them and it changes them. So that's one type. There's lots of other types of burdens, but I think we just wanted to encourage you, because with this many people, someone, we know people, we all know someone, and that's not a burden, that's not a load. Some of these things are not loads. You can't work through this when there's been a death. Look, the example of Jennifer recently.
Yes.
Losing Vincent.
This life, that's right. That's a burden.
That's a burden, but she had the community around her. She had a wonderful Singapore community who was carrying that burden with her daily, who was still doing that. So please be careful that the enemy doesn't try to say, well, hang on, that's not really a burden. That's just your load. That's just your lot. You have to solve that. And if you're not sure whether it's a load or a burden, then just talk to the person you're working with and say, hey.
I'm unsure.
If you're working with people and they keep coming back with the same issue.
Yes.
Well, it's like, well.
Maybe there's something. Yeah. So we have to be on our game.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be on our game. We have to be in the Spirit. We have to be walking with the Holy Spirit. We have to be calling on that indwelt power of the Holy Spirit within us as we come alongside those precious people in our gardens, and we need His insight and His leading and His wisdom in how we help people train and accept the responsibility of their loads, and how we come alongside others shoulder to shoulder as they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and we help them bear their burdens.
Yeah, wonderful.
God bless you.
God bless you.
We love you.